Aquí un otro mundo es posible si gente quiser. Aquí un otro mundo es posible si gente quiser. Aquí.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Toronto Social Forum from Toronto to Porto Alegre, Brazil is the title of this forum, and also we have also subtitled it Alternatives to Corporate-Led Globalization. And this is what this entire day is going to be about, so welcome, and we're really happy to see so many of you out there. This is looking really good, and I think we'll get even more as the day goes along. I'm going to be your MC. I'm Sharmini Pires. I will begin this morning with introducing the relentless political activist, Judy Rebick, who really needs no introduction, but it's always good to know what she's up to. Judy Rebick is the publisher of Rabble, which I'm sure all of you have cued into by now. It's a web-based newspaper for activists and the social left. And she is currently the Gindin Chair for Social Justice at Ryerson University. And she's also the author of a book on democracy, and which is called Imagine Democracy. And so here we are inviting her to come up and imagine democracy with us regarding the Toronto Social Forum and the World Social Forum. Thank you.
Hi, well, it's great to see so many people here this early in the morning. And it's also very exciting for me that we are beginning the process of the Toronto Social Forum. This is our kickoff event, and we're going to have two more, one on February 15th, which is a report back from the World Social Forum, and then we're having a big festival at the end of March. And we hope you'll all both come to all of that and also promote it. But what I want to talk to you about today is, this morning, is the World Social Forum, because the inspiration for our being here today is the World Social Forum. I went last year. It's only 3 years old. This is the first, this is the third year. And what happened was, in the first year, in 2001, a group of activists in Europe and in Latin America thought, well, the world economic elite, or what Susan George calls the masters of the universe, meet every year in Davos to talk about how they're going to find new ways to exploit us. Why not have a meeting of the people's resistance as a counter to Davos? And that's how it started in 2001. They expected about 1,000 people. They picked Porto Alegre, Brazil, because Porto Alegre, Brazil is where the participatory budget happens. And I think by now most of you have heard about the participatory budget. How many people know about the participatory budget? Fantastic. And it's becoming an inspiration, a model for a new kind of left, a new kind of progressive politics based on participatory democracy. And so they chose Porto Alegre, a small city in Brazil, to hold the first World Social Forum. They expected about 1,000 people, and 10,000 people came. Then last year, 60,000 people came. And this year, they're expecting more than 100,000 people. And it's gone way beyond its initial idea. The initial idea was as a counter. Now it is, it's not a conference, it's not a coalition, it's not a network, it's a space. And I think the best way to describe it is many movements, one space. All the world's social movements, from the environmental movement, the women's movement, the indigenous movement, the trade union movement — whenever I do a list, I know I'm going to forget somebody, so you'll forgive me — all of the world's movements, from the human rights movements to the anarchist movement, the whole spectrum of progressive politics gathers in one place. People organize their own events, and it's incredibly creative, as you'll see in a minute. And there are big events that are organized to be cross-sectoral, so that's the one thing. The second thing is, instead of talking about their agenda — and actually, I had such a smile on my face yesterday because I found out by ICQ that Gordon Campbell, the premier of BC, was arrested for drunk driving. Who says there's no good news? Okay, sorry, I just had to get that in. I'm not into love your enemy at all. I'm totally not into love your enemy. Okay, so excuse me. So, you know, too often when we get together as activists, what we're talking about is fighting their agenda. And what Porto Alegre, what the World Social Forum is about, is for us to discuss our agenda, for us to learn what we're doing, what different social movements are doing, what people in different parts of the world are doing, and for us to debate issues that we don't have agreement on, or that we do have agreement on, but to debate it in a constructive way. Last year, the two key words were convergence and respect for diversity. That when you start talking about our political projects, what we find is that while we can have differences on this or that, what we agree on is so huge compared to what we disagree on that we don't have time, as one speaker said last year, the world situation is so urgent, we don't have time for differences of ego and ideology anymore. We need to focus on our common project to build a better world. And that's what the World Social Forum is about. And what we wanted to do was to bring that social forum idea to Toronto. And this year, one of the really exciting things that's happening is that there's not just one social forum. Last year, the groups decided that they wanted to regionalize the social forum. So there was a social forum in Argentina in August. The European Social Forum in November had 60,000 people attending. And you may have heard about the demonstration there of 100,000 people against the war on Iraq. 100,000 people in Florence, Italy. There was an African Social Forum, January 2nd to 7th, an Asian Social Forum, a Pan-Amazon Social Forum will be in June 16th, and a Mediterranean Social Forum in 2003. And so this is happening everywhere. In addition, there's lots of city social forum. So what I want to do before I talk a little more about how we see the process of the Toronto Social Forum, I don't usually use PowerPoint. I actually hate PowerPoint, but I want to give you a flavor because it's really hard to imagine what it's like in the social forum. The other thing I want to say is why we started with a song is because in Brazil, they have a song for everything. And the song we were singing this morning is the social forum song. They also have a song for Lula as soon as he gets up. Now some people know that. I forget it. Anyway, they sing a song. So we want to encourage you to enjoy yourself, sing. And in Brazil, in the final rally, we don't expect you to do this yet, but by March, we expect this. At the end of every speaker, people, there's a song and everybody gets up and dances. But we won't. We'll take it slow. Okay, so here I'm going to show you some slides and tell you a bit about, if I can do this at the same time as I can get the mic, and tell you a bit about what it's like there. Okay, this is the first. This is the youth camp, and the incredible, such an example of the incredible creativity. In addition to the 60,000 people that attended the World Social Forum, there were, I think, 10 or 20,000 people at the youth camp, and the youth organized their own activities, as well as participating in the main events. And so this is just some idea of the kind of incredible creativity that we saw everywhere in Porto Alegre last year. Almost 3 days out of five, there are big, big demonstrations as part of Porto Alegre. So it's not just meetings, it's also actions in the street. And they're huge, as you can see in this picture. These are the Argentinians who, if you remember, this was just after they brought down their government several times. And so we had the most amazing experience of marching behind Argentinians who taught us their chants. And they had one where they were going, politicians, they're all the same, one step backward, one step forward, two step back, they turn around and do the same, or something like that. So anyway, they were tremendously creative, and that's their contingent. And this is, sorry for the bad picture, but this is the size of the conferences. There can be up to 2,000 people in a meeting, and there's a lousy picture of Andana Shiva, who was one of the speakers. And of course, one of the things that happens is you have all the international superstars of the left speaking, but also there's a lot of grassroots activism as well. And here's an example I took because the World March on Women, which was initiated by the Fédération des Femmes de Québec here in Canada or in Quebec, is now internationalized, and this is the Brazilian contingent of the World March on Women that was in one of the marches there. And this is another sign of creativity. You know, last year there was very little on feminism in the program, and there was nothing on fundamentalism or abortion. And so what these women did was they took matters into their own hands and they organized theater, demonstrations, action. And there, when you have a demonstration because you feel like you're not being heard, you march right through the halls of the conference. Nobody stays outside, so that's what they were doing. And one of the things about the Social Forum is a lot of feminists were very critical because they had nothing on fundamentalism, nothing on abortion, nothing on gender equality. This year, they have conferences on all, well, not abortion, but that's another discussion. But they have a gender equality one where no doubt abortion will be discussed, and they have a panel on fundamentalism. And last year, youth weren't included. This year, youth are included. Last year, there wasn't enough social activists, too many academics. This year, I saw the program, and that's changed. So there's a real response to the criticisms that have been made by people who attend. There's three Canadian organizations on the International Coordinating Committee of the World Social Forum. Alternative is one, Council of Canadians is another, and the Canadian Labour Congress is another, and I might have missed one, but those are the three I noticed. So now I just want to say something about the Toronto Social Forum. When we got together to say, well, how would we bring the spirit of the World Social Forum to Toronto, we said a couple of things. First, we have to organize in a participatory way. So we did an open call, and anyone who came to the assemblies, and still anyone who wants to come to the assemblies, and the next one is Monday night, can participate with ideas and suggestions and help to really build what the Toronto Social Forum is and will become. And the second thing is, if on a world level we want many movements, many countries, in Toronto we have a lot of people working on social activism, but often we're doing it in our own corners. The environmentalists are doing their thing, the health coalition their thing, people in the black community their thing. And what we wanted to do was bring everybody together into one space. And we figured that was going to take some time, because it's not what we're accustomed to. And so we need time for outreach. And that's why we decided on this three-step process. Today's the first step, because we wanted to have something before Porto Alegre so the people who are going to Porto Alegre this year can bring messages from activists in Toronto, and that we have some, we're not representatives per se, but at least we have some idea. The second thing is that we felt that if we had this kind of event and build, we would have time to reach out to those in communities of color, for example, or also to people who we don't often think of as political activists, people working in the community, putting forward alternative kinds of service delivery, which are in and of themselves challenges to neoliberalism. They might not even think of it as political, but it is political, and it is trying to build a better world and a better Toronto, and we want to see those people here. So thank you very much for coming, and I hope you'll have a wonderful day, and we welcome your feedback. To this morning, we're just going to talk to you, but the whole rest of the day is very highly participative, and we hope that you'll participate, learn something, go to a workshop that you don't know anything about, as well as going to the workshops with your friends, and have a good time. Thanks very much.
We are going, heaven knows where we are going, but we know within, and we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. Away-ay-ya, 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 away-ay-ya. We are going, heaven knows where we are going, but we know within, and we will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there, but we know we will. Away-ya-ya, away-ya-ya, oh, away-ya-ya, oh, Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, yeah, yeah. Hey. Thanks, everyone.